from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about that pony tweet from last night? I just saw him at the vending machine, and I incidentally...
The vending machine that never works.
Yeah, that's why I treated him to a Gatorade. His credit card wouldn't work, but I had a $5 bill. So I treated him. We had a little talk, and he pointed me in the direction of his tweet from 27 minutes ago, I should say, that you just repeated. Now, he's careful in the tweet to say this is a rumor.
Rumor.
It's very different than a report, but... Nevertheless, David Bednar, if he had gone to Baltimore, the idea was that he would have gone to Baltimore for Kobe Mayo, a top 25 prospect, 22 homers in the minors, plays first and third. That general idea of trading a closer for an actual real, like, on the verge type prospect, who, if you put him in your lineup, couldn't be worse than half of the players in your lineup this season. They're insane if they're bent on keeping Bednar, and I love Bednar, right? A local guy, he's been a 2-time All-Star closer, and he looks to be back in form, which is exactly why they should be looking to trade him. They have a future bullpen in the making, in my opinion, with people like Holderman and Majinski, Borecki. Like, you can find guys. They brought in Chapman. They could bring in another guy next year.
Yeah,
I would make that deal in a second.
I probably would too, because Kobe Mayo seems like one of the next best at a corner infield position. I think they could probably get something else in addition for Bednar, considering all the accolades that you listed off. But again, it's a closer compared to a big-time bat that this lineup does not have, and a young, controllable player.
They'd be derelict of duty to hang on to Bednar at all costs here. So, read me that lineup again today. It's bad enough that Martin Perez is starting the game. That's annoying. I have a terrible feeling about this game. Of course, I'm the one that jinxed Skeens, according to people like Randy Vernon. Not Charrington, not the actual hitters, and not Shelty. I'm the one who caused the loss last night.
I think it was Pony's fault.
Maybe Pony, yeah. What's the lineup today?
McCutchen leads off at DH. Nick Gonzalez will play second base and bat second. Connor Joe will play right field.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that we're still talking about this in the middle of a pennant race. Connor Joe. Do people realize how bad he's been? And congratulations on his pinch hit ground ball single last night. He's unplayable right now. He's hitting 194 in July after hitting 169 in June. He's not in a slump. He's just bad. You know how many extra base hits he has? This is your number three hitter? Just quit.
Number three hitter against the lefty.
Seriously, don't show up for games. This is the best you can do, Ben Cherington? I don't care if Reynolds is hurt or not. This dude has one extra base hit the whole month. One. In 31 at-bats, he has one extra base hit. The previous month, he had five extra base hits in 65 at-bats. So I'm not a math major here, but that's 96 at-bats and six extra base hits. There can't be many worse hitters in baseball since the beginning of June, and this dude is batting third for you today. Who's cleanup?
We're going, not at all.
We're going back to the well on that one. Who's cleanup today?
O'Neill Cruz against the lefty playing shortstop, batting fourth.
Okay.
Next. Ready to brace yourself for this one?
Yeah.
Batting fifth and playing at third base, Brian Hayes.
Batting fifth. Okay. He'd be batting 11th in any other real lineup today. But if you had to play him, he'd be batting ninth. But go ahead.
Josh Palacios is in left for Brian Reynolds. He bats sixth.
Yeah.
Joey Bart catches. He bats seventh.
Joey Bart should be batting third. Honest to God. Or fourth. What are they doing? Go ahead.
I bat him fifth. Rowdy Tellez against the lefty is batting seventh. Or he's batting eighth.
So you start him today against the lefty, but you pinch it for him yesterday against the lefty. Okay,
that
makes sense.
And Michael A. Taylor is playing in center, batting ninth for Martin Perez.
Michael DFA Taylor. That's it. The whole thing, the whole lineup is embarrassing. It really is. And this is what you get. This is what Ben Cherington has wrought in a critical rubber match against the Cardinals. And because it's baseball, it's 162 games, weird things can happen. They could win today. Of course they could. It's not like the Cardinals are the 27 Yankees. The point is the nature and pedigree of that lineup and how Ben Cherington just keeps watching and watching and watching. He could bring in a professional hitter or two for negligible cost. There's the hitter version of all the veteran pitchers the Pirates trade every year. The guys that we have to read about who, when they go out and get them in the winter, we say, oh, yeah, they just got Chase Anderson or fill in the blank so he can pitch 2 months and they can go trade him for some high ceiling prospect who will never play. There's lots of hitter versions of that. Guys that you can go out and get for next to nothing who in this lineup could be transformative. You could actually have guys who will give you a pro at bat, unlike Jared Triola. And then you go out and you make the big deal too for a rooker. And guess what? You wake up tomorrow and every single one of your top prospects, except maybe one or two, is still here for the prospect obsessed among you. You'd barely make a dent. But we got to watch this lineup today. We got to watch last night when you're getting to the critical parts of a game against a franchise that you absolutely hate, that's tortured you for 25 years, a quarter of a century, in a huge game. With the biggest star maybe in all of baseball pitching and all the baseball world watching, your options, if you're Derek Shelton, are, should I go with 187 hitting Jack Sawinski here or pinch hit with Key Brian Hayes? Should I go with Rowdy Tellez here, who's actually been good for a month and a half? Or should I bring in Connor Joe? Should I let Triolo and Grandal take their at-bats here in the eighth and ninth innings? I mean, it's just ridiculous. It really is. What is this guy doing? What is Ben Cherington doing? Limits. Did you see him last night?
No, I did not. He was unfortunately not one of the people I saw. I did see Livy cheering on Paul Skeens and the whole family.
Did you say hello?
Excited. No, I did not get a chance to say hello.
The entire Dunn family was there?
The Dunn family was there, yeah. They looked very happy for a lot of the game and then very disappointed like the rest of us were that the Pirates lost.
I wonder how disappointed Paul Skeens was after this one.
He seemed very, very upset when the single was hit in the ninth inning to win the game. And, I mean, you could just kind of tell the frustration on his face and walking off the mound. And
I'll tell you this much. That caller was absolutely right earlier today. And so was Pony when I just talked to him next to our broken vending machine. That there should have been a walk in that situation. I don't think there's any question about that. I think even more than the pinch hitters, because while I don't agree with what Shelty did, and I'm flabbergasted that he didn't get Joey Bart a pinch hitting appearance last night, that Triolo kept hitting for himself. He needed to walk Burleson last night with first base open. Burleson had had good at-bats, at least not horrible at-bats against Skeens. He hadn't struck out. He got the bat on the ball. Contreras, on the other hand, had struck out twice in four at-bats. Plus, he's a double play candidate. Come on, Shelty. You got to walk him there, right?
I would have, and set up the double play, because even if you get the double play, then you're preventing a run from coming in. So the options were double play or play for the infield in. They opted for the infield in, and, I mean, just didn't pay off.
Too bad Key Brian Hayes or Grandal didn't come up for the Cardinals. There was all
they would have been just, in prime position.
You could have written down the double play before they took a swing. I don't know how much longer I can take this limitless wonder. We're having a party at the ballpark today. Nobody's in the office
today. It's a pity party.
It's the Marty Perez party.
That's why everybody was wearing Pirates gear today. I thought they were all geared up for the game yesterday and today.
Everybody's watching that. So it's just, it's way past annoying. It's infuriating to watch. You and I agree. It was the most infuriating game of the year. Yes, even my wife was like, why is he taking out the guys who are hitting and putting in the guys who don't hit? Even she was on top of that thing.
And I mean, they've gotten swept by the A's. They've gotten swept by the Mets. They've lost infuriating games to the Cardinals in St. Louis and games in Colorado. But this is the worst one because of the pitching performance you got from Skeens and the lack of opportunity. They left like seven guys on base in the first five innings.
Yeah. Lance Lynn
is washed, above all washed.
He looks like Ron Cook, and he's probably older than Ron. Ron looks great for his age, by the way. Lance Lynn doesn't. He looks 30 years older. If you put Ron Cook on the mound last night and Lance Lynn in Florida with a case of beer, Ron would look more at home on the mound. I mean, Lance Lynn would look more at home in Florida drinking beer as a retiree. Ron would look more at home on the mound. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. You know,
do you see how old he looked? He looked like Father Time.
His ERA is up by five.
He looked like Father Time 5 years into retirement.
He looked like he was done. He looked like a nice Jack Frost in the movie with his big beard that he had.
Yeah, I mean, that was just ridiculous. Nobody has captured the pure, unfiltered anger coming out of last night than our caller. What was that?
Paul
earlier today. Do we have his final full rant with the rat's ass and everything in it? I think we need that just to feel better about ourselves going into this one today.
I want winners, not sinners.
Now, can we get the expanded
version? Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
He was great.
I know you like that one.
Yeah, why don't you work on that for a moment, Limits, because people just got a taste of it there. Start with Rat's Ass and work your way forward, if you wouldn't mind, and let me know when you have it, okay?
Oh, I have it.
He has it, he says.
Here it is. Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your better half is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Sparky and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Derek Shelton is
the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Bart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show on the fan.
That was amazing. That was absolutely
incredible. That's one of the best calls of the year.
I forgot about the candy asses, too. Is that what he said there?
Candy asses, yeah. Now, does it rival this?
I love you. I thought it was better. I thought it was better. You can tell that this guy's been watching Pirate baseball since like 1940. This guy probably saw Babe Ruth's final game at Forbes Field. And he's never been this exasperated. I was mad. I was mad last night.
I was heated. Like steam could have been puffing from my ears if it was literally possible.
And I know Zangrillo pointed out today that Key Bryan's hitting 300 plus against lefties. As our friend right there would have said, I don't give a rat's ass. You got to read the play.
They got 30.
Read the play. Key Bryan Hayes is a good matchup against nobody right now. No living person who throws a baseball. You had who did he pinch hit for? Rowdy. Or the other? Rowdy's actually hitting the ball, which is why it was surreal watching the game. I'm thinking, is this really happening? A lineup that can't hit, he's taking guys who finally have gotten hot and pulling them out of the baseball game and putting in guys who can't hit, who haven't hit all year. What was happening? Did I dream all this?
No, it didn't register to me either. And that was the sense in the ballpark, just talking to other people that were sitting around in the same area and section that I was in. Like, first of all, why is Desmond Grandal not bunting? Why is Key Bryan Hayes coming up to the plate of anybody to come and pinch hit? And also, Jack Sawinski, a couple good at-bats. They can't move runners over. They're not being aggressive enough on the bases trying to steal. It's just they can't manufacture runs. And all they need to do is manufacture two last night. And maybe you do take Skeens out after eight. Okay. Or who knows what happens in the ninth if they have a lead. That's all we're asking for.
And we're going to pay for that, too. My God, he pitched nine innings. What did he throw? 100 and what, nine?
I don't even think he reached 109 pitch. I don't think he reached more than 105. I think 105 was where he topped out at.
Can you look that up, city limits, please? We're going to pay for that. They're going to pay for that because it's going to be like, oh, my God. We left him in for nine innings. He must need 10 days off now. I guarantee you he's not going to start.
I was thinking the same thing. They're going to give him a couple days more rest. He's going to need 7 days of rest now. He's not going to be able to start in the next turn. They're going to push him back. Maybe they will skip a start now.
Hold on a second.
104.
Najee has spoken.
He's out of the meeting.
Ray Fittipaldo. Najee said he was disappointed at first when he found out the Steelers weren't going to exercise the option on his rookie deal. He said he's focused on having a good season. We got to get this sound, city limits. We have Cabali next. Is he even going to be available, or is he in these scrums?
He said that he'll be available.
Here's Russell Wilson talking to the media. Look, it's all the guys that we know. There's Chris Adamski. I think there's Jim Wexel.
Chris Adamski has a video out.
This is incrinculant.
Would you like to?
You don't know how thankful I am not to be in those scrums anymore. Oh, my God.
Would you like to hear Najee?
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Same mindset. What's it been like getting to work with Arthur Smith and the emphasis that he's put into this offense so far?
It's good. A lot of knowledgeable, knows a lot of stuff about the offense, about basically being an NFL offensive coordinator here.
Well, I guess we can't really hear Najee.
Why don't we vet that so it's not a car starting?
Yeah,
That's okay. I appreciate that. That was real-time city limit stepping to the plate and taking a swing for the fences. The fact that his at-bat turned out like Grandal's last at-bat last night, we won't hold that against him.
Yeah, I turned out Michael A. Taylor. I was Key Bryan Hayes grounding into a double play. I hit the ball hard, but it was right at somebody.
Right at somebody. I do appreciate that effort. If we can find Najee before Cabali gets on, we can even play it for Cabali, who I'm sure heard it already. Just Najee on whether there's any bitterness here. My question for him would be, Najee, do you feel disrespected by this organization? You know, you've sacrificed your body to it for 3 years.
Cabali has a tweet. Najee Harris said he wants to remain a Steeler, said he was told, quote unquote, the offense was the reason he was given why they didn't pick up his fifth year option. The offense.
Wait, what?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? The next question had to be, what do you mean by that? Right?
And that's why we talk to Cabali next.
Let's ponder that. Let's talk to Mark Cabali next. And let's finish again. Was this guy's name Paul?
Yes.
I need to hear that the entire intro. I need to hear the entire thing again. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And here's a cool thing. HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, Smokey Robinson, and a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. City Limits and I found this to be the most infuriating pirate game of the entire season for all kinds of different reasons. I'm not sure that our next guy, Paul, who's been watching games since Hannes Wagner debuted and since Ron Cook's first column debuted, I'm not sure he's ever been angrier. This was legendary.
Finally, here's Paul in Westmoreland.
What's up, Paul?
Well, I get to talk to the illustrious Mr. Starkey. Your better half is missing. The number one show on 93.7 The Fan. Tony, eat your heart out, because this is the best show, Starkey and Zeiss, by all. Nobody else even comes close. Let's get on with it, Joe.
Let's get on with it, yes.
Is the manager in this team. If Grandal holds on to that ball against the guy that doubled down the left field line, that's strike three, and we're not having this conversation. And who gives a rat's ass if Vart catches a night game into a day game? These guys are a bunch of candy-ass guys. They got to start playing. They're getting paid millions of dollars. Who cares if they play back-to-back games? I want winners, not sinners. Have a good day to the number one show.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have Mark Cabali hopefully lined up here, but I would imagine he's in another scrum talking to another Steeler who has arrived today. So far, most notably, was Najee Harris, who seemed to go out of his way to avoid reporters on his way in, but maybe he really did have a meeting because he met them shortly after that. And I actually liked what he said. And as I watched the video, his demeanor, I just like everything about it. You know, he seems to be very focused. He says he was disappointed for a minute or two, but he's here to do what's best for the team and really best for him to have a big year, and maybe he can move on. They could still franchise him if he suddenly becomes a superstar, but it's also possible that he'll parlay a good season into a multi-year deal here or into something in free agency. Let's hear what Najee had to say. And by the way, Kabali was standing right behind him. Did you catch that part of it? Limits?
No, I did not. He seems to always be in the middle of these, like wandering around or looking off in the distance.
He's in the middle of this one. Let's hear it.
I was disappointed for a minute, but I mean, like, it's nothing really where, you know, me sitting around being disappointed for too long would do anything to help me out. You know, I think that it is what it is, and you just got to keep it pushing and knowing that coming out here and doing what's best for the team and having a good year is what's most important right now. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I was for a minute, like a couple of days, and it just went past my mind so fast.
I have to believe, unless there's something in the works behind the scenes, like we're going to take Kerry with a deal anyway, or something like that, that he was deeply hurt by this. Who wouldn't be, right? Here's a guy who has sacrificed his body, really, for the cause here. He really has. I mean, is that Kabali calling us right now?
Was it Kabali? Maybe.
It might have been, yeah. I mean, every single time this guy touches the ball is, you know, there's a train wreck on the field. He's well, you can accuse him of whatever you want, but not of not giving 1,000%. I mean, I love Najee's running style. He has 834 carries. He's touched the ball almost 1,000 times in his three-year Steeler career. And I have to believe, again, unless something else is in the works that he knows of and that there's a side deal happening, I don't know, that he has to be deeply hurt by the way this went down. Or, at the same time, maybe he's happy because he thinks it's going to lead to him going out on the open market. But man, there's a lot of survival between now and the open market, like probably another 300 touches or so, depending on how Tomlin divvies up the workload between those two guys. But I like what I heard there from Najee. It feels like the theme this year is all about this season. What about Cam? What do we see with him in training camp? Does he get a new deal? That's what I'm wondering. That's the big question with him. Is does Cam get a new deal? Is that Kabali? Let's go to him.
He's ready.
Go to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. There you were, big boy. The story of the day to me anyway is Najee Harris as far as interviews go. And there you were, right behind him, getting the questions in. What did you think about what he said? Basically that he was disappointed for a minute, but he's over it. You believe that?
Oh, yeah, I believe. He was very subdued. I think if it was up to him, he probably wouldn't have talked, but he did. Give him credit for coming out and at least addressing us, get us out of the way now. But very, like I said, very subdued, not very informational. It sounded like he didn't give much reason why he actually they denied the fifth-year option on him. They said it was, he said it was because of the offense. I don't know what that quite means, but he seems like he's in the right mindset of, hey, let me go out there and do what I need to do. Then next year, maybe I can potentially get paid for somebody else. To me, it sounds like, you know, it's a swan song to me. I mean, that's just my read on the whole take, that he knows he's not going to be around next year. So let's put up the best numbers we can and go get paid somewhere else.
Man, it's just, there's a lot of punishment to take between now and then. And I guess, obviously, if you're him, you hope you survive it, because running backs take a beating and there's a life. There's a lifetime.
He alluded to that too.
Yeah.
To the fact that, you know, I could probably say, no, I don't want to go in there. I mean, he didn't say this so many words, but no, I don't want to get in. That makes me look bad type of situation. He can't preserve himself. However, with Jaylen Warren in the mix, that should automatically preserve him more than some of the top backs in the league. So, hey, he complained a little bit, or at least mentioned about running backs not getting paid value. Hey, there's about five or six running backs that came off the board early in free agency this year that got paid pretty decent salary if you're that caliber type of guy. So there's money out there to be made.
What else is the big story, the notable happenings around there today so far? Anybody arrive by helicopter, Rolls Royce, fire engine, anything like that?
No, pretty subdued other than a Landon Roberts showing up in a cowboy hat and some, he looked like the old Vince Wilfork Hard Knocks day with his, what do you call those things, overhauls on and a mustache. That was pretty entertaining. But other than that, it was pretty subdued so far. I think Cam Hayward's already in there. He hasn't talked to us. I don't anticipate him doing that. A little bit unusual, but he probably knows what the questions were going to be, and he had no answers for him. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to close this up, actually, here in the within the next half hour, so I wouldn't expect much more from that. Russell Wilson, of course, the star of all stars, you know, comes out and says what he needs to see and says it in an eloquent manner and has everybody believing. So it was a good start for him. But, hey, get him on the field tomorrow, and let's see what happens.
You sounded slightly cynical there, Mark. Do you believe that?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with Russell. You talking about how Russell is?
Yeah, how he is.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, if he does and says things that we look at and say, oh, really? But, you know, if he gets this team to believe in what he can do and everything is true, then, hey, that's half the battle there, man, to get these guys to believe that they're better than maybe they are early on. I mean, this is a guy that had – you know, he had a get-together with the guys out in California earlier this year. I mean, earlier in camp, about 2 weeks ago, I mean. Then he had one earlier, in March or something. He's trying to get to know these guys. He's doing everything he needs preseason to be successful during the season. I mean, if it's working out, if it's studying the play. He walked in with a playbook in his hand. I mean, they don't have playbooks anymore. It's out of iPads. But he walks an old-school playbook. Ready to talk, ready to get ready. Now the next step for him, I think he's had a flawless offseason, Wilson. Now can we go out there in the next 3 weeks and say, yeah, he's still that guy that can win games? That's the next check mark to, I guess, check off.
I mean, there are still people out there who believe that he'll get cut or who believe that he'll get replaced a couple games. I just talked to a guy from Baltimore today. He's not convinced he'll last more than a couple games as the starter. I vehemently disagree. Where do you stand?
Yeah. Oh, second in. Here comes Justin Fields right now.
Do you have to go?
Yeah. No. I mean, he's not going to say anything. He's actually walking by me right now with a shirt that says,
get him on humble, the air.
Humble. There's 106 people waiting for him. Humble over hype he's wearing right now, and everybody's taking pictures of me, so I better move out of the way. But, no, I don't think it can happen. It's just not enough time, Joe. I mean, you got about, 15 practices before they leave here. They got a couple preseason games. They don't have enough time to get Russell Wilson ready and acclimated to this offense and have Justin Fields go through a training camp battle with him. I mean, it's like the battle of 2 years ago, Mr. Trubisky. Okay, he's in a battle with Kenny Pickett and whoever. No, it never happened. I mean, they're telling us right to our face this is how they go about their quarterback competitions. Russell Wilson's the guy. I mean, he can just totally stink the next 3 weeks, and I still don't think that makes a difference. He's going to get that opportunity, and if he just plays mediocre, I think he gets the better part of the year. Unless something crazy happens, I don't see any way that Justin Fields gets on the field barring injury.
It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 86 today with sunny skies. Dan Zangrilli, top of the hour. Why don't we just wrap it up here, Mark? I know you're busy today with a nice little free association. You ready for that?
Hey, can I start one with you? Where is Zeiss?
I don't know. I haven't even mentioned that today. Now that I think about it, it's just become so normal for one of us not to be here. I never mentioned that he's not here, but I guess it's...
Hey, it was supposed to be a one-word response, Joe. You're not even playing your game.
I know. I'm sorry. Are you ready?
Yes.
Russell Wilson will be great, good, average, or bad this season?
I think he'll be good.
Justin Fields will have at least a couple of packages in every week, and he'll touch the ball.
No. Hmm. Not every week. Maybe selective weeks.
The new kickoff rule is going to radically transform the game, somewhat transform it, or hardly be noticeable.
It'll be noticeable, but it's not going to affect the game.
Peyton Wilson will start the season opener.
No.
There will be a new wide receiver and a prominent one here by the end of camp.
Oh.
George Pickens will become a star this season.
Potentially, but not guaranteed. It depends how you...
He'll be an obvious number one in an all-pro.
Always worry about them taking him out of the game. So I'll lean to potentially, but not yes or no. I don't know yet, to be honest with you.
Which Steelers player will benefit most from Russell Wilson's presence?
That's easy. Pat Freiermuth.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali. I have no further... Cam Hayward will participate right from the start in all practice drills, yes or no?
He'll participate in all practice drills. The question is, does he do... He'll do individuals. Will he do team stuff? That's still wait and see. Well, Justin Fields went inside the Rooney Hall. He hasn't come back out yet, so that's typical. So, you know, so you didn't screw me out of everything, Jeff, so that's good.
Alex, Mark Cabali would trade Alex Highsmith and a draft pick for Brandon Ayuk.
No. You can't trade Alex Highsmith. Outside receivers, number one, number two. I mean, the dead cap money is $16 million. I mean, absolutely not. I mean, no.
Thank you, Dr. Cabali. Have fun out there today.
All right. Let's see it.
There he goes, the hardworking Mark Cabali. I think he's going to chase down Justin Fields. That seems like a mismatch. Limits. Cabali trying to catch Fields. Does it to you?
I worry about those Achilles for Mark.
Two torn Achilles.
Hopefully no more injuries.
Two torn Achilles. I think he may have showed up a little bit over the camp weight the Steelers suggested for Cabali, and Justin Fields is kind of fast, right? I do think they need to get him the ball, though. I think Justin Fields needs to touch the ball five times a game. You're living in your fears if you're worried about him getting hurt as the backup. You have a football games to win here, right? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it should be pretty obvious that Justin Fields needs to touch it at least once or twice. Even if you just put the game plan into the game plan book or whatever you want to call it, into Arthur Smith's repertoire of plays, you don't have to run them every single game. But at least make the defense honest and, yeah, let Justin Fields touch the ball.
Ben Charrington spoke this morning. How about that? He said we could make a move anytime it becomes apparent it's the right move. Ben, any move is the right move. Did you watch the game last night? He said there are things we could have already done. Why didn't you do them? He said there are things we could do today if we wanted to. Why don't you want to? But we haven't yet found the match that makes sense for us. Then find one that doesn't make sense, that brings somebody here who knows how to hit, or two, or three. He said, if you look at our team in terms of how we rank inside the league, we've been a little bit better on run prevention than we have on scoring. That's a fact. So it makes sense that we would like to improve scoring, like to improve our offense. Thanks. That's a long way of saying get a planking bat in here. Please get a bat in here. If we're too cornered into one way to improve, this is a tough year to do that. There are players we have to look carefully at and say, is this actually going to help us? Is this actually better? Yes. And I haven't even seen the players. Yes. So you don't have your manager in a huge game against the Cardinals looking up and down his bench saying, who should I pinch hit here? Ke'Bryan Hayes? Michael DFA Taylor? Connor Joe? Give the man some options, please. Just I beg of you on behalf of an entire fan base, I beg of you to do something. Thank you, Limits. We'll talk to Zangrilli next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.